I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday night to you. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's holding it down for us in New York City. And you, I don't know where you at. I'm just glad that you're here. I'm going to be rolling with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to everybody tuning in on the free Odyssey app. People listening live on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. People on SiriusXM Channel 158. And everybody listening on a smart speaker. Thank you so much for hanging out here with us on this Thursday night. And a busy Thursday that it's already been and continues to be. How about this? Yes, it's Thursday night. We got Thursday night football. And then even the NBA has decided to take center stage in Las Vegas as the NBA is moving towards its in-season tournament finals. We've had one team that's already advanced, surprisingly a little bit, the Indiana Pacers, and in about an hour or so from now, we're going to find out the other team representing the West as we have the Los Angeles Lakers and the Pelicans going at it. Right now, LA leads 44-35 in the second, and we're going to get into Indiana upsetting the Milwaukee Bucks, and then I don't know if this is an upset. This is just two bad football teams playing right now. Halftime, Thursday Night Football in the Steel City. The New England Patriots lead the Steelers 21-10. Bailey Zappe starting. Yeah, Mac Jones is standing around holding a clipboard. Bailey Zappe has already thrown for 3 touchdowns here in the first half. If you want to take a wild guess as to the last dude to have done that, the last quarterback, yeah, it was Tom Brady. So we'll keep you up to date. Still plenty of time for the New England Patriots to choke away this game. But as of right now, Mitchell Trubisky, Bailey Zappe, the matchup that everybody wanted to see. Yeah, sure, right. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. For CBS. If you utilize the internet, if you waste your time on this stupid machine, literally right now, I just shared with you what the entire show is going to look like. It's at JR Sport Brief on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Outside of the NBA in-season tournament, outside of the NFL Thursday Night Football, John Ram, This man has decided to move forward and join Liv. Yeah, he's joining Liv. I thought that they were all going to combine forces like Voltron, but he's taking some major bucks to join, I don't want to say the Saudis, but he's taking that Saudi money. What else is new? Speaking of money, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they got robbed to the tune of north of $20 million. By who? No, not by a player. Not by a player who sucks. But by an employee. Yeah, $20-plus million an employee took from the Jacksonville Jaguars. So we'll talk about that. The New York Yankees officially acquiring Juan Soto. We talked a little bit about it last night. But today, we got some word from the general manager of the Yankees, Brian Cashman. And then we also heard from the star outfielder, the star of the New York Yankees, Aaron Judge. So we got a lot to do. The number one more time, 855-212-4CBS. You can find me at JR Sport Brief. Before we do anything, Shep, how you doing?
No complaints, JR, man. This is an exciting game in the NBA. How about you?
I'm good. But John Ram, Rom, what the hell is this guy's name?
Oh, yeah. Well, some people call it Ram. But it is Rom.
He's Spanish.
Yeah, it's Rom. It's John Rom. Yeah.
John Rom.
Which
Rom.
Just tells you how little people care about golf without Tiger Woods when he is, going on injury number 30.
Touche. Yeah. $300 million will make you change your mind now.
It's a fair point. He was so polite. This kid, John Rom, though, he's got a heart of gold. Yeah.
He's almost, he almost 30 years old.
He's a kid to us. He's a kid to us. That's young.
Me. Watch your mouth. What are you talking about?
Fair enough. But, JR, I was very interested with your topic choice of this because I don't know that golf has not lost a lot of luster with this LIV thing. I think people are so burnt out and played out by this whole LIV conversation. I think we're burnt out by this at this point.
Nah, it's months ago.
Right.
Months ago. And they're supposed to be joining forces, but the United States government is just like, hey, you guys can't have a monopoly on it. We're going to get into it. Mr. John Rahm.
Yes.
Okay? People will learn about him. Anyway, people are learning about this team right now. Earlier this afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern time. Why 5 p.m. Eastern? Because you got to slam two games into one day in Las Vegas. We saw the Indiana Pacers beat the Milwaukee Bucks 128-119. And I want to be clear here. As we have gone through this NBA in-season tournament, wasn't nobody thinking about no Indiana Pacers, but the Pacers are one of the fastest-paced teams in the NBA. They're getting up and down the court. Tyrese Halliburton, who was a first-time All-Star last year. I mean, you had somebody like Wally Szczerbiak saying that he's a wannabe All-Star. This man is dropping dimes, leading the NBA in assists with 12 per game. He's putting up 27 points per game, and tonight in eliminating the Milwaukee Bucks from the in-season tournament, Tyrese Halliburton had 27 points to go along with 15 assists. He even had a big three-pointer late in the game, and he tapped his watch, which we've seen plenty of times via Damian Lillard. And even Damian Lillard after the game said, yeah, I ain't got no problem with it, but you better be humble because there's going to be a time where things don't work out your way. So Tyrese Halliburton absolutely losing his mind at halftime. The Indiana Pacers were down by 3, but they went on a run, and outside of the run, the bench did the dirty work. Indianapolis Colts, the Indiana Pacers, they outscored the Bucks bench 43-13, and that was pretty much all she wrote. And yeah, it would have been ideal. It would have been nice to see the Milwaukee Bucks and the Los Angeles Lakers. But damn it, if I still have it my way, we'll see the Lakers and the Pacers. And let's see if these Pacers, if they do take on the Lakers, if they can run them out of the gym. That's going to be the hope. That's going to be the plan. Outside of Mr. Tyrese Halliburton, 27 points, 15 rebounds, 7 assists, he also didn't have a turnover. Well, he had one. No turnovers. The man hasn't turned the ball over since November 30th. How? How the hell are you a point guard playing 35 to 40 minutes a night and not turning the ball over? Obi Toppin had 14 points. Bruce Brown, former Nugget champion, had 10. Miles Turner had 26. They're killing it. And after the game, Tyrese Haliburton spoke. People are learning about this dude. He spoke to Lisa Salters about the victory, moving on to the inaugural NBA Cup championship.
Tyrese, the Pacers aren't supposed to be here, right? So how'd you guys get this one back?
Yeah, so they tell me we're not supposed to be here, so I guess they're not right. But, you know, we just had to find a way to win. We had to dig in, figure out how to get stops that third quarter there. We knew it's a game of runs. We knew they were going to respond, so we just had a run of our own.
When you had to lock in defensively, you did. How did you keep Giannis? How did you keep Dame, who was getting hot?
Yeah.
How did you keep them from beating you?
Just keep them off the free throw line. Both those guys pose a big threat because they get to the free throw line a lot. If we just defend and show our hands and don't foul, you know, we can get the rebound and get out and run. So we were able to do that today.
Well, that's all they do is get up and down the court and run. Giannis had 37 points, 10 rebounds. Chris Middleton had 20. Brooke Lopez had 18. Damian Lillard had 24. And it sounds real robust, right? But then off the bench, I told you, they couldn't muster anything. Not a 13 points off the bench for the Bucks. They couldn't stop Pacers bench. And Tyrese Haliburton is correct. We weren't supposed to be here. They won every game in group play. Not that it matters. It still counts to the regular season standings. But the fact of the matter is, ain't nobody thinking about the Indiana Pacers. When is the last time that the Indiana Pacers as a team have actually been like good? I got to go back to Paul George, right? I gotta go back. And if I want to think about the time before that they were good, I got to think about the Malice at the Palace. And if I got to think about the time before they were good then, I got to think about the mid to late 90s with Reggie Miller. This is a Pacers team that's been pretty irrelevant over the past couple of years. They were able to trade for Tyrese Haliburton, and he has changed the outlook for the entire team. And Rick Carlisle, someone with championship experience, he spoke to the media, and then he went a step further. He said, I do not care if you don't want to see us in the final. Listen to this.
A lot of people didn't want us here. We don't care about that. We earned our way here. We earned our way to, you know, three additional national TV games. So people are going to find out about the Pacers.
Okay. Wow. It's true, though. If I had a choice, I wouldn't pick the Pacers. I'd want to see the Los Angeles Lakers taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. Could you imagine if the NBA, and this could still happen, right? Could you imagine if we ended up with the Pelicans and the Pacers in the NBA Cup? Friday night, I wouldn't watch. I really wouldn't. I wanted to see the Bucks. I wanted to see the Los Angeles Lakers. Now I got to hope for the Lakers to win, so at least I got something to look forward to. Not the same type of juice thinking about the Pacers and the Pelicans. Come on now. We're already missing star power with no Damian Lillard and no Giannis Antetokounmpo, and now they can go back to their regularly scheduled programming where these two dudes are learning how to play with each other. They got a whole season in front of them. This has been a success, if you ask me. They showed up in Vegas. The court is still ugly, by the way, with the red and the blue. It's an eyesore. Maybe they can change that next year, too. And now we just wait. We wait to see who advances to the final. Will it be the Los Angeles Lakers, or will it be the Pelicans? I think we've had enough with the Pacers. The Lakers currently lead the Pelicans 50-41. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We just getting started. We already got somebody here. Johnny is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Johnny?
Can you hear me now on JR Sports Brief?
Yeah, that's you're live on the radio. Go ahead.
Good. I give a shout out, JR. You're a good man in Atlanta talking about. And then plus, hopefully, the Suns blew it yesterday, but I want the Pelicans to come back and beat the Lakers, JR. So, and then
you want the Pelicans to beat the Lakers?
Yes.
Why? Why do you want to see that? That'd be a terrible final on Saturday. Why the hell do you want that?
Because they want Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum to get some points and plus beat the Pelicans, JR.
Okay. Well, you're a better man than me, Johnny, and thank you for calling from San Diego. I don't want to see that. You talk about CJ McCollum, I'm just glad he came back from a collapsed lung. Like, I'm just glad that he's out there playing ball. No interest. If the Pelicans take on the Pacers, I can be frank and honest. I ain't watching that game. It will have to be on the background somewhere. I'll check in and see the score, but I'm not sitting down and watching that. And I know Tyrese Halliburton is exploding onto the scene and people are finding out about him. He's not turning the ball over. He hit a big three. He's mocking Damian Lillard. I understand all of that. I ain't watching, man. Shep, how do you feel? I mean, you're going to be working. So on Saturday on NBA radio, you got no choice. But they ain't no juice behind New Orleans and Indiana. None.
So as you're saying this, I'm thinking to myself, JR's got a point. Because if you are the NBA, you need your marquee name out there, and that is still LeBron James, and you're 21. How do you sell Pelicans Pacers? You can sell the Pacers if they're going up against the Lakers as the underdogs, as the unsung heroes, as a team, like you mentioned, doesn't have a lot of history on their side as of late. And I'm trying to think how you sell this. And what I think is, Ja Morant was the guy who we thought would be the next NBA true superstar. We know that has not gone exactly according to plan. Zion, who came in with all the expectations in the world, I would say only LeBron and Victor in our lifetime have come in the NBA with more expectations. I include Tim Duncan in that conversation. You would have to think that the way you sell this is Zion's beginning to finally figure this out. And he's got running mates in Ingram and McCollum, and obviously you got the Joneses of the world and the Alvarados. And I think you have to say to yourself, can we now look at the Pelicans being the team of the future, knowing they have no history on their side? So that's the best I got for you.
There's no selling nothing, Chef. Okay, you said a lot, but there's...
All right, right. Understood.
It's 2 days. The tournament was the selling point.
Right.
And then hopefully you had some stars. There's no selling. There's no marketing campaign.
So, JR,
the most that we can get. Who's broadcasting the final? Do you know?
I'm pretty sure it's TNT. If I had to guess, I know ESPN and TNT really wanted to make it this dual presentation today with Stephen A. and Charles. But JR, but in all seriousness, is Zion not enough for you? Like, if he's on and healthy, is he not explosive enough and exciting for you to sit down and tune in?
Nah, I don't care right now.
Okay, so who is? How many guys in the NBA right now, JR, are appointment television aside from LeBron James? And I know I would put Kevin Durant in that conversation. I know you would too. And I know you would have Giannis. Who else is there for you if not Zion?
Just the teams, man. It's nobody, really.
Okay. So Steph's playing in the final. You're not watching?
Yeah, of course. What do you want me to run? I can run through a name of all-stars. Well, but if you're asking me, like, who do I really want to see? Like, I've seen all these people.
Sure.
Lot of these people I've seen, like, dead smack in my face in front of me. So I don't –
right.
Maybe I'm jaded, but I don't – I just want to see good games. That's it.
So the Spurs suck.
I want to see good games with good teams.
Right, Spurs suck. But you're telling me if they don't make a miraculous run to the finals and you get to see Victor against anybody, are you tuning in to watch that?
Yeah, you're asking silly questions now.
No, because you're downplaying Zion.
The point is, the matchup doesn't have juice. It's not about the players. It's about the matchup. And yes, of course, the players on the team make it happen.
Right.
But it's the matchup. Like I know what Tyrese Halliburton can do. I've seen it. I know what Zion can do. But I'm not going to say, oh, my God, I need to watch the game from the beginning. I may pop in at the end. Just got no desire.
Okay.
I hope the Lakers can hold on. Right now, as they move towards halftime, the Lakers lead the Pelicans 60 to 51. LeBron James playing out of his mind, so unless he gets tired in the second half, I think the Lakers got this. So LeBron has 19 points. He is 3 of 3 from deep. He is 7 of 9 from the field to go along with 4 assists. Anthony Davis, 6 points, 7 rebounds to go along with 2 blocks. Zion Williamson, he has 6 points, and I'm sure he is thinking about a sandwich at halftime. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break when we come back. You know, speaking of Zion, yeah, I know he likes sandwiches. I also know Zion is making a lot of money. I told you a few minutes ago, John Ram, this man is making a lot of money now off of LIV Golf. I guess if you want to call him the latest defector, that's what the hell he is. We're going to talk about him on the other side of the break. We'll actually hear from him. How does he feel about taking his bread, this money? How do some of the other golfers feel about him joining? And whatever happened to the collaboration between the PGA and LIV? I thought that they were supposed to be combining, joining forces. We'll talk about it as we just get started. And, oh, yeah, by the way, there's still football tonight, too. Thursday night football. The Patriots actually know how to score. I'll give you an update on that game on the other side. We'll talk John Rahm. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Before we went to break, we talked about the Indiana Pacers. They are moving forward to the finals of the NBA Cup. They await the winner of tonight's game, currently in action, between the Los Angeles Lakers and the New Orleans Pelicans. The Lakers are currently leading the Pelicans as they move towards halftime. We'll keep you up to date on that game as it moves forward. Meanwhile, out in Pittsburgh, damn it, they still can't score, but somehow, some way, Bailey Zappe can score for the New England Patriots. They lead the Steelers 21-10. The Steelers are threatening right now in their red zone. Let's see if they can put some points on the board to end the third quarter. We will update you on that game as it continues on. We know everybody playing in the NBA in-season tournament, they're out there competing for $500,000. Not too shabby for the winning team, not too shabby for the winning coaches. They are trying to get some of that bread. Somebody who decided to get all of his money today is John Rahm. Yes, the Spaniard, the Spanish golfer out here busting ass, the man who decided to go out and win the Masters earlier this year. It was his second major. A couple of seasons ago, he won the U.S. Open, and he is the latest golfer to take money from LIV, a reported $300+ million. I don't want to say to defect, but basically to play on LIV Golf and their tour. And if you recall, there's supposed to be some type of alliance, a joining between LIV Golf and the PGA Tour, but they now have a deadline towards the end of this year. Also, the United States government interjected and basically said, y'all got to relax here. We need to figure out if a Saudi organization investing into an American one, where you guys are pretty much going to own the entire landscape, is this not something that is, I don't want to say a monopoly, but dangerous? And so even the government is involved in seeing whether or not this makes sense, whether or not this is something that can be done. But somebody who didn't wait, Rahm, the man decided to take his money. And I know a lot of people talking about the Saudi government and where it came from. And he was pretty honest. He talked about joining LIV Golf. And then he talked about how much or if money had anything to do with it. What do you think? Listen.
The money is great, obviously is wonderful, but what I've said before is true. I do not play golf for the money. I play golf for the love of the game and for the love of golf. But as a husband, as a father, and as a family man, I have a duty to my family to give them the best opportunities and the most amount of resources possible. And that's where that comes in, right? Obviously, it is a factor, and it was an important one, obviously, in this decision. But there's many other things, like I mentioned earlier, that make it so exciting, right? Once you get past that, the love of the game and wanting to grow it to a global market, being part of the team, being a captain, hopefully being a leader to teammates, it's something that is so, so special that, you know, it makes me want to work harder than I have till now to actually prove myself. And, you know, being a European, growing up being a fan of Athletic de Bilbao, hopefully some kids in the future growing up in Spain, they want to be part of this team that I'm going to build, right? It's something that hopefully I'm related to for a very long time, hopefully until I die, and I can make it something very special.
Man, if you're going to say you don't play golf for money, then just come out and say, I don't play golf just for money. I mean, the statement at the beginning was a little bit different than what he said at the end. No, I don't play it for money. But then, oh, yeah, of course, money isn't the only reason. Yeah, of course, man. If you wouldn't be out there playing golf for free, everybody got bills. Shoot, man, I don't think you're looking at this making more than $300 million and all of a sudden it's just because you love it. Let's just go play outside. There are people playing outside for free. There are people who are paying to play golf. And you know what they get back? Nothing. An experience. Get out of here. Fellow golfer Ricky Fowler decided to share his opinions because John Rahm was one of the golfers who pretty much said, oh, yeah, I'm not joining that LIV Golf thing. You know, I don't believe in it. Until he took the money. Ricky Fowler, he was asked about it as well. And let's just say he tried to plead the fifth.
The amount of information that I have is the same, maybe less than everyone else has. I've been a little bit out of the loop. It was my pro-am guys that mentioned that there was something that broke today on John Rahm. So his decision doesn't affect me necessarily, but it'll be interesting to kind of see how things continue to play out, you know, timelines of things with, you know, the deal deadline being end of the year. It's hard to really think that goes through just with the timing of it and how much would have to get done between now and then. Ultimately down the road, division isn't a good thing. So, you know, I'm hopeful things will continue to work in the right direction for the greater of the game. But what that is, I don't know. I wish I could tell you. You know, we're kind of all in this ride together and then kind of figuring out and learning as we go.
Yeah, nobody has the answers here. I can tell you this much. Whether you're getting money from the PGA or LIV, everybody's in it for some bread. This continues to be interesting. When are they going to combine? Are they going to be allowed to combine? Yeah, there's just going to be further resentment between the player groups that have, or the players that have decided to go over to LIV, and the guys who stuck still staying here with the PGA Tour. We'll see how it bears out, but at least everybody is a little bit more transparent right now. Even John Rahm, he's just like, it took him a while to come around and go, yeah, I'm part of the reason is money. Hey, dude, I think it's a big part. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Johnny is calling from here in Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, JR? Hey, we've been relevant past Paul George. Don't forget we had Victor Oladipo. We was in the playoffs then. We just kept on getting the injury bug when this kind of playoff hurt. He get hurt. So to this day, I say, would have kept Nate McMillan, we would have been a powerhouse. But I'm leaving like this. We made Danny Granger. We made Paul George. We traded for somebody in Orlando who wasn't living up to the hype, came to Indiana, became an all-star, took it to the playoffs. We gave the keys to Malcolm Brogdon. He couldn't do nothing with it. He's like everybody else in Georgia, can't drive. So now we're giving the keys to Tyler Halliburton. We should be back on top. I'm putting it like that. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Now, thank you, Johnny, for calling from Atlanta. Man, I don't give a damn about some team. There's a lot of teams that make the playoffs. When I talk about being relevant, I'm talking about actually being in just being in competition to actually win a title. Just because you make the playoffs don't mean anything. Nothing. I mean, the playoffs in most sports are all watered down. Like, let's let everybody, and it's for business purposes, I understand it. But we don't need as many teams as we have in the playoffs, in the postseason. So I don't want to say it's just a matter of courtesy. It's a matter of dollars and cents. Look, we know going into the playoffs, the teams that are favored and the teams that you just got to, you know, hope and have a hope and a prayer that they can move forward in advance. And the Pacers telling me about Victor Oladipo and then telling me, if Victor was healthy, when is he healthy? I'm sure Victor Oladipo, wherever the hell he's at, has been rehabbing for the past 2 days. And I couldn't even tell you what he's rehabbing. Poor guy. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I want to come back from break, and I want to tell you about an organization that needs rehab. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars. How did they get swindled by one of their own employees? I don't want to say that LIV Golf is swindling the golfers, but hey, if you know what's going on, who cares, right? 855-212-4CBS is the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I just want to say thank you for being on this show and giving me some good content every time I leave my girlfriend's house. Give me some time to chill, relax, and listen to some good sports news.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Good sports news for me right now. The Los Angeles Lakers lead the Pelicans 73-56 in the third quarter. I think the Lakers are going to just go ahead and advance and take on the Pacers. We'll see. We'll find out. Right now, in Pittsburgh, I don't know if this matters to anyone. I'm sure this only matters to the Steelers. But in NFL action, Monday Night Football, Patriots lead the Steelers 21-18. Bailey Zappe has thrown all three of his touchdown passes in the first half. And the Steelers are now threatening to stay in this game. Patriots have the ball right now about a little less than, 12 minutes, 11 and a half minutes left in this game. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, we talked about John Rahm. How the Masters winner is now taking a deal, signed a contract with LIV Golf that will ultimately pay him reportedly more than $300 million. This was some news that came down the pipe over the past 24 hours as well. And this has something to do with a team being robbed and a player having absolutely nothing to do with it. Somehow, some way, the Jacksonville Jaguars aren't in the news this week just because of the high ankle sprain of Trevor Lawrence. It's because they got swindled, bamboozled, hoodwinked by one of their own employees. Take a listen to this, courtesy of 10 Tampa Bay.
A former financial manager for the Jacksonville Jaguars is accused of stealing more than $22 million from the franchise to fund his luxurious lifestyle. Amit Patel worked for the Jags for 5 years from 2018 until this February. Court filings say he used the team's virtual credit card program to duplicate and inflate transactions for things like catering and hotels. Investigators say that money was actually going toward things like cars, a beach condo, $95,000 in a watch, and a retainer for a criminal defense attorney. If convicted, he may have to forfeit property and assets that he bought with that stolen money.
Shep, this man was getting legal advice for his criminal activity. Can you believe that? Is he smart or is he a genius? Which one is it?
He's not. I'm glad I stopped myself. He's a jerk.
How the hell, how do you steal 20, so this man, right, let's get his name correct, Amit Patel. This man worked in the finance department of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and, you know, he had access to the money and the funds and the books, which is why he was able to buy a Tesla, sports memorabilia, a beach condo, as you heard her, a $95,000 watch. This man would go ahead and fly on private flights. $22 million that this man spent. He was listed in the Jaguars media guide as a coordinator of financial planning and analysis, a manager from 2018 to 2022. So I get it. That's a wide range. We start rolling into the pandemic, and this man started stealing. But there was nobody else looking at the books going, hey, where the hell is $22 million going? Like, that's crazy. Like, the Jaguars are a joke. Like, what are the cons doing that you got a dude stealing $22 million from underneath your nose? Like, what? That's mind-boggling. Shep, if I have to think about, not to get into the weeds of anything that we do here at Odyssey, but I can tell you here in Atlanta, all the financial people, they sit in a row right down the hallway, and everybody's looking at what everybody else does. And so there ain't no stealing. How the hell are you an NFL team having $22 million taken from you just right under your nose? It's nuts.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the only thing you can really surmise is that the $22 million stolen wasn't that much from the people that it was stolen from.
I can't even... No, that's not even the point. It's
You're
just...
Right.
How do you take that? How? Like, and nobody say anything?
Well, I think I'm just yeah, I mean it's unfathomable. Money, and it seems like money nowadays goes, you know, nowhere. Cost of living is a lot higher. So it almost seems like you'd be more apropos to want to turn someone in, knowing that if a team is missing $22 million in profit, that's going to impact other people's livelihoods and jobs and statuses. And so,
obviously not. This is wild. I mean, you hear people stealing money, embezzlement, people taking money from work. And obviously he was able to do it because he was someone who had access to, you know, the finances and being able to utilize the money and the funds. But not that I'm career criminal that you need to take advice from me. Like $2 million? Okay, he found a way to kind of siphon off $2 million into his own accounts. $200,000? I go, oh, yeah, easy. Nobody would blink. The man ran up $22 million on condos and private planes and sports memorabilia. They said he was out here gambling with the money, on sports gambling. And it's just nutty that the Jacksonville Jaguars could let it get this far. But who the hell am I to say anything? I ain't no accountant, right? I'm not sitting here counting books and money.
Well, JR, here's the thing. Like you mentioned, like Khan, and I know you know this. Like,
which he's, one? The son of the dad.
The dad. He's the fifth richest NFL owner. So there,
he got this, by the way, from selling auto parts.
Fair enough, and that's great. Wow, got to go into the manufacturing business. This guy's worth over $12 billion. So you do the math. This is about 0.15% of what he's worth. JR, if you're not checking. And I get what you're saying. It seems like there's a lot of people that should have been made aware of this. But now maybe you're a lot more diligent than most people. But I think if someone, you know, sees like if there's something that's taken off a balance and it doesn't really put that much of a dent into something, you're not going to notice it. So for you and me, $22 million is life-changing. And that's 99.99% of people on planet Earth. But for owners like Khan's, and if you want to look at the NBA, like the Ballmers, and you want to look at the MLB, a guy worth $20+ billion, who we talked about in Steve Cohen. JR, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's the truth. $22 million is nothing to these guys. They're not going to notice it.
It's not in relation to the business owner realizing that the money is gone, because the money ain't going into their pocket in the first place. But it's the idea that you can operate a business. It doesn't necessarily have to be the NFL. It could be any business. To think that that $22 million is just has disappeared and that one guy is doing all of this with it. Obviously, he got caught. He's not getting off scot-free. I mean, he was stealing money, and now he's going to be able to eat for free in prison. Like, that's the future reality. He's going to be having bologna sandwiches. It's just like, damn, this is an NFL team. I would expect this. Come on now. Somebody's at Dollar Tree. My apologies to Dollar Tree. Somebody's at Dollar Tree stealing money out the cash register, okay? I'm sure Dollar Tree still takes cash. A lot of places don't. I'm sure Dollar Tree is, people are stealing from Dollar Tree. People steal. That's what human beings do, okay? I don't care what business it is. The fact that this is the NFL, you get what I'm saying, Shep? It's not about how somebody stole from a billionaire.
Right, I get that.
It's just that the fact that this could even happen. Like, if what did Roger Goodell say up on Park Avenue when somebody called him and said, hey, this is what's going on in Jacksonville. There's an investigation. This is going to be shared with the media in a couple of weeks, a couple of months. Roger Goodell must have looked around and must have called Shad Khan and said, bro, what the hell are y'all doing down there? How in the hell do you got a kid stealing $22 million from right underneath your nose? Like, I've never heard of anything like this in professional sports. I mean, there are businesses where people say, hey, I got keys to the castle. You know, let me build this and let me build this and buy this. Like, that happens. That's not unusual. But to $22 million? Is the NFL that healthy? Is each franchise that healthy where nobody cares? There's no system of checks and balances. There's only one financial person looking at the books day to day, minute to minute. This is just nutty, man. But if there was a team I thought this would happen to, it would be the Jets, not the Jags.
Jared, no wonder they don't have money for golf carts.
Oh, the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Yeah, now it explains it.
Oh. Yeah, Trevor Lawrence is a funny guy. He said he wanted to walk. Could you imagine if this was the Jets, though? I'd have to quit being a Jets fan, man.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting close, but I think I'd have to quit if that were the case.
Yeah, would not put it past me. Although I think the Jets would find a way to have more than $22 million stolen off them. One can argue, given the contract they gave Rodgers, even though he took a pay cut, you can make an argument he stole money from them this season, in a different way, of course.
I wish this was the Knicks.
I think a lot of people want to see that on Dolan.
What?
I think a lot of people wish that kind of harm on Dolan. You're not kidding.
I do. I wish, well, not, I don't wish harm on him. I wish you'd put him and Charles Oakley in the room. That's what I'd like.
Excuse me, Jared. Financial harm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not wishing who on who, what?
Dolan. You're not wishing harm on him, but financial harm.
No.
You wouldn't mind seeing him lose a couple of a million or billion?
But 22? Well, he's opening up that spear. So, I mean, I guess he's doing all right. U2, is U2 selling out?
Should be.
Yeah, U2 selling out. Yeah, he got some rabbit ears. Take $22 million from Dolan. Don't hurt him, though. We don't wish harm on anybody. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Hey, speaking of financial harm, Soto's trying to hurt the Yankees' pockets.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Did you know that most people will wait 26 days to see an OBGYN? If you're dealing with a vaginal infection, herpes outbreak, or STI symptoms, you already know that's too long to wait. At HelloWisp.com, you can get a prescription in as little as 3 hours. Connect with a doctor online and have the care you need delivered discreetly to your home for free or sent to your local pharmacy for same-day pickup in all 50 states. Use code GETITON, GETITON, for 20% off all orders, only at HelloWisp.com. That's HelloWisp.com.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.